toxic chemicals lurk in some of the popular children's toys purchased in stores in Onondaga County. That's according to a report released this week by the group Clean and Healthy New York. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, the group hopes the study will force state lawmakers to keep hazards like this out of New York.
Bobby Chase Wilding, Deputy Director for Clean and Healthy New York, points an X-ray fluorescence analyzer at a children's xylophone purchased at a local dollar store.
Then we pick it up and we can look, and you can see here the lead, after all the testing was done, came in at 382 parts per million.
Syracuse area nurse Renee Jenkins-Havener says there are connections between these chemicals and developmental delays.
When you've got lead, cadmium, mercury, all these other things that kids are exposed to, and you've got a child who suddenly is no longer able to speak, or they're not making physical contact, they're not reaching their developmental milestones, we know that some of that's from chemical exposure.
These chemicals are also suspected in the development of cancer among young children. But that's not all. Mike Valenti from the Syracuse Fire Department says fumes from these toys and other household items also linger in firefighters, who have one of the highest rates of cancer of any profession.
Fires of old days, when it was wood and cotton, weren't affecting us like this. Now, every fire we go into, it builds up in our system more and more.
The groups are joining together to ask state lawmakers to pass the Bipartisan Child Safe Products Act, which would provide a framework to identify, prioritize, locate, and eliminate toxic chemicals in children's products. The organization is also asking local governments to take a stand on the issue. In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.